This is B-Chicken's podcast. Today we're going to talk about Washington Farewell Address. Today I'm joined with Jay Smooth and M. Flocky. This address was given by Washington at the end of his second term, in which he warned the nation about the formation of political parties and getting involved in entangling alliances.
That's actually our focus today, B-Chicken. Washington's warning against long-term European alliances. Now M. Flocky will read an excerpt from the address.
Thank you, Justin. Having favorite nations creates an illusion of common interest when there may be none and raises the potential for taking on those nations' hostilities. It not only facilitates giving away what should be kept, but also creates jealousy among less favored nations. Devious citizens use the favored nation status to betray their own nation in the name of national interest. Foreign influence stirs domestic factions. So a free people must be vigilant against the subtle and dangerous stratagems of foreign influence, even as we remain unbiased to avoid manipulation by differing nations. The rule for foreign policy should be commerce rather than politics. While we must keep existing commitments, let us stop here. Europe's controversies are foreign to our concerns, so it is unwise to join their struggles. Our unique geographical advantage lead us independent neutrality, so we will soon be immune to invasion, to pursue peace or war as we alone decide best, steer clear as much as possible from permanent alliances with foreign powers. Although temporary alliances for defense in extraordinary emergencies are acceptable, our international commerce should be fair, establishing business rules for stable trade and the rights of merchants. Such rules must be reevaluated from time to time, since there are no such unselfish nations, and each seeks its own best interests.
Basically, what this is saying is that Europe has its own agenda and is different from ours. We are lucky enough to be away from Europe and be able to pursue our own goals.
It is also saying that alliances create jealousy between nations, that the U.S. doesn't want to be on any nation's bad side. We just want commercial ties with other nations and not political ones.
America intended to be a somewhat isolationist nation with little political ties to European ones. This is one reason we refused to join the League of Nations.
However, there was some debate between Jefferson and Hamilton over whether or not we should become an agrarian society or one based on production.
Washington, however, just wanted the U.S. to remain neutral during European wars, which is why he issued the Proclamation of Neutrality during a war between France and England.
For a while, we were to remain distant from European affairs, such as the Napoleonic Wars, but because of the Zimmerman Telegram, we were sucked into World War I, an enormous European war.
We tried to return to a policy of isolationism afterwards, but then we got sucked into World War II, another, even more enormous, European war.
After World War II, we broke from the mold and joined the UN and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO for short. This was essentially a huge alliance between capitalist West European nations that was created in order to combat communist nations. The U.S. finally gave up its no-alliance foreign policy.
America did not become the nation that it intended to become because we never followed the precedents that Washington set for the nation. We got into a bunch of entangled alliances such as NATO, NAFTA, which would bring us into the interests of other countries. And that's something the Founding Fathers did not want us to become, but we are that today. And also, the formation of political parties have came in and have...
Yeah, but Washington's intention was only one intention. The Founding Fathers weren't all together on what they wanted the nation to become. I mean, Alexander Hamilton wanted the nation to become a powerhouse of production, which we are. We have the largest economy in the world since World War II. I mean, Jefferson wanted us to become agrarian, which didn't happen.
Nope.
But we followed through on Hamilton's idea of what America could become. So there's different opinions and different thoughts that the Founding Fathers had for the United States. Some of them happened, some of them didn't. What do you think, Justin?
I think you're wrong, because our economy has nothing to do with our entangling alliances that we started during World War II. And I don't know what else. You should stop it. Don't stop.
Actually, Justin, you know, Marco actually might be right here. You know, the founding fathers always said that commercial ties were important for the country, just not political ties. So I guess we could say that the founding fathers did want us to become a major economic partner with all European nations and stuff.
Like, didn't you say that we were involved in NAFTA as an example of us being involved in a political alliance, even though NAFTA is the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has to do with commercial ties? So in essence, NAFTA is actually good for the U.S., and it is what the Founding Fathers wanted for us.
I might have to agree with you on that. I misspoke back then. Yeah.
Wait. So Washington did not want to see it involved in tangling alliances at the time because we were less powerful. But now that we have one of the largest militaries in the world, we can be involved in entangling alliances, and it might not be so bad in what they intended once we became more powerful.
Yes, that may be true, Justin. However, one reason Washington warned against entangling alliances was because he knew that if we got involved in entangling alliances, we would lose our own interests to those of other nations that are foreign to our own interests, and we wouldn't be able to get done what we wanted to. We'd give up some of our own sovereign power of decision-making countries.
That's where you're wrong, Marco. America is so powerful today that our decisions influence other countries more than other countries influencing our decisions.
That's right, Justin. And also, since the United States is a globalist country today, our interests, usually common interests, are shared throughout the globe, and having politically entangling alliances with other nations will help us reach towards a common goal nowadays.
That may be true, Blake, but whether or not entangling alliances are good or bad, that doesn't really matter. Washington didn't want us to get involved in entangling alliances. Whether or not he could foresee the problems of the future or the changing conditions, he still didn't want us in them. And the fact that we are in them means that we're not following Washington's wishes about what our nation would be.
What about you, audience? Do you think that America became the nation it was intended to be? On one hand, we got involved in entangling alliances against George Washington's wishes. But on the other hand, we became a powerhouse of production, and the effects of the foreign alliances, or entangling alliances, aren't as bad as Washington thought they would be because we are so powerful.
However, Justin, there's no correct way to answer this question.
And why is that, Blake?
You know, we had many different founding fathers. We had George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson. They all had different ideals that they hope America would become later in the future. Jefferson wanted us to become an agricultural country, while Hamilton wanted to become a industrial powerhouse and a manufacturing power. However, while George Washington wanted the United States to become a country free of foreign alliances and political parties, which did not happen.
So basically what you're saying is, Blake, is that since there were so many different ideas about what the nation would be, there's no way to know if we actually hit the one, because there wasn't just one, there were multiple. So this question is unanswerable.
Thank you for tuning in to Beach Chicken's podcast.
Hope you all learned something about America's role in the world. You can go home, debate this question with your friends, family. Maybe your A-push teacher. I don't know who you talk to.
If any one of you out there thinks you have an answer, you can let us know at Beach Chicken on Instagram.
And be sure to follow me on Twitter. All right, guys. Stay beachy. Beach out.